Now on Roundtable. Today marks the 17th World Men's Health Day, with this year's theme focusing on male infertility. The latest figures from the largest sperm bank in China shows that only 19.4% of sperms meet the donation standard in the first 9 months this year, much less than that of 8 years ago. So, we've talked about a lack of sperm donation before on Roundtable, and this time, now the quality of sperms isn't up to standards either. It doesn't sound pretty. What's going on?
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Infertility
problem us males are dealing with, guys. According to figures released by Zhongxin Qiang, Sperm Bank, China's largest sperm bank, the percentage of qualified sperms in the bank is declining in recent years. In 2008, 41% of the sperm were qualified, while in 2010, the percentage dropped to roughly 30 to 40%. During the first 9 months of 2016, though, folks, we're seeing the quality sperm count being only 19.4% of the sperm. So basically what's going on here is the density required by licensed clinics in China is 60 million sperm per millimeter. That's a lot of soldiers, guys. While the density of unqualified samples is mostly 20 to 40 million per millimeter. So university students are the main force of sperm donors. The working staff of the sperm bank says that on October 25th alone, altogether 90 students came to the center for donations and to give, but only 11 of those students were qualified. The lower density doesn't mean that you're necessarily infertile, guys. I mean, you still are fertile, but basically it could mean that it's just going to be a harder time for you to fertilize that egg.
Yeah. See, this kind of topics might make you feel a little sensitive, or for the girl, well, female listeners too, kind of wondering, okay, what can we do here? I feel like it's kind of a knowledge that all of us should understand. It's the kind of thing that you should know to help you or your significant other. It's like we can try to figure out what result in this kind of situation here. Apparently, there are several factors causing sperm problems. That is, I'm not going to say respond strongly, but it's like something I think with a lot of reason there. That is stress. Because nowadays, it feels like we put a lot of stress on men. We want them to be... We want them to be economically be able to raise their family. Yeah. We want them to be manly men. We even provide a certain textbook telling them how to be a man.
Yeah.
But being a man does not necessarily mean you have to stuff all your emotion inside. You have to be able to be strong enough for everything. It doesn't necessarily have to be like that, and you have your right to be stressful and to release that stress. Otherwise, it's going to be bad for your health and maybe bad for your other ability we've talked about.
Yeah, well, you said that it's tough being a man, and oh, so sweet coming from a lady,
thank
right?
You. Thank you. On behalf of all of us guys, thank you, New Honglin.
Yes, how considerate we are, and New Honglin is a good representative of females, the nice ones,
you
I suppose.
You can cry, it's okay.
Yeah. You know, what I think we want for men is, we want men to perform, and have
girl, what?
What? Yeah, so, you know, stress, whatever, yeah, but, you know, here, I think, guys, yeah, you don't always have to act tough, you know. I think it's extremely attractive if you can show your vulnerabilities, and I think that is also sort of progressing in your relationship kind of thing. But yeah, Ryan, do you have anything to say to concur
about? I have so much to say about this. So much. You know, first of all, ladies, if you got a man out there and you're thinking of having kids, take care of the sperm bank that matters, i.e. your boyfriend, okay?
Oh my god, that is the least romantic thing ever, treating your boyfriend
or husband as a
sperm bank.
Can I finish?
All right, you have your chance now.
So let's talk about some of the things that actually was in this this research that was conducted. Guys, you need to arm yourself if you want to have those babies one day. So let's talk about one thing you can do. That is heat. Guys, you've probably heard the warning, don't put your laptop on your lap, which is kind of funny because, you know, laptop, but you're not supposed to put it on your lap. Anyways, the increasing temperature can mess with your sperm production. Ooh, who would have known? God, I've been doing that for so many years. I'm in trouble. But for the same reason, you should avoid hot tubs.
What?
Saunas, steamy baths. It's like they just don't want me to have kids. And why experts advise against wearing tight underwear. Ooh, I'm in deep trouble now, guys. I can't even finish this list. But cyclists should also be aware of riding bikes more than 2 hours a day. Well, I'm okay there, guys. Good to know. But anyways, just in this little thing, just in these little tidbits of information of how you can basically increase your sperm count, we're seeing that things as simple as just having your laptop on your lap is something that could adversely affect that. Necessarily, I don't agree with it, and I'm of the mind that I'm like Kelly Clarkson, you know?
Kelly Clarkson!
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
All right.
Yeah, even though you say that, I wanted to shout out to caffeine lovers. Ryan Price, I'm talking about you.
Oh, God.
You know, once you reach 3 cups of coffee a day, you increase your risk of genetic mutations in sperm, according to LiveStrong, a certain research. And in a 2002 study also found that 1 cup of coffee a day was associated with multiple births.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like too much caffeine can make even your sperm a little too jumpy. So even though you love love coffee, you should also love your sperm and be nice to them and don't have so much coffee. Love coffee. Okay.
You know, this is definitely one of those topics that, you know, it's easy to get a little uncomfortable with. But guys, this is biology and this is also your ability to have kids. So it's definitely worth a listen. And, you know, New Hong Lin makes a really great point. Guys, if you're a coffee lover, and I know so many Western dudes are, not just me, but I am a huge coffee lover. 3 cups of coffee a day, that's sometimes pretty easy for me to do. Mm-hmm. And the girls that I work with totally know this. So that did worry me a little bit. But at the same time, guys, I'm a little suspicious of this. You know what I mean? Because let's go to another one. Let's see, cell phones. If you carry your phone in your hip pocket or on your belt, first of all, who does that still? Anyways, you might want to rethink that. Men who follow this practice were found to have 11% fewer mobile sperm than those who stored their phones in other places. I'm kind of curious where the other places are, but anyways, pretty much any storage in the general vicinity, guys, of your groin area is just going to, I guess, mess up your, you know, your sperm production. But think about that. Where else can I keep my phone? I mean, sure, maybe my backpack, if I'm wearing a backpack, in my jacket, if I'm wearing a jacket. But let's say it's a summer day, you know, I'm just wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Of course, you know, people put their phones in their pockets. So I just don't see that having a huge effect on my little guys.
Well, let's not get too personal about this. Although, I mean, judging from the criteria, it sounds like someone is kind of in the hazardous zone.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a few things are ticking off have been ticking off the list. So basically, I think here, if I try to categorize what you guys have just said, it's either lifestyle choices or it is fashion choices in the eyes of He Yang. So like or to be practical, like what do you do with your phone? And also, I think that part about whether how effective or negatively does your phone have an impact on sperm count or quality, I think that part still needs more study. So at the moment, it's more like, you know, better play it safe than sorry kind of thing. And I think there needs to be a little bit more scientific research to in that area, it feels. But I think with lifestyle choices, because it's... although it could be a little bit difficult for some people to switch, but it's something that is easier to achieve, I feel, that you can make that difference. Like, not wear underwear that's too tight. Or
that's a tough one to give up,
really?
I'll tell you.
Boxers are, like, comfy, I think.
I'm just kidding, but you know.
Yeah, and also with the caffeine. You know, cut it from 3 to 2.
Oh, I get you. I get you. And I'm working for it. I'm going to groups. I'm talking to people, and I'm going to change. But thank you for your concern.
You're welcome.
Anyways, you know, I think this does. In many ways, I've always felt that this kind of research, because, you know, they say smoking also inhibits your sperm count. Alcohol could inhibit your sperm count. Obesity could. I think obesity legitimately does actually affect your overall health. But to pay too much attention to this stuff, to really let it affect your life and to, like, really implement it, I think you're going to be adopting more stress in your life. My philosophy has always been, you know, do what works for you and live your life on your terms. Because if you try to follow these kinds of new research every time they come out, you're going to be the most stressed out person on this planet. And in which case, you know, as New Honglin had just said, that'll affect your sex life. That'll affect your diet. That'll affect your health. It'll affect your sperm count. All these things. Stress is, I think, the number one, one of the number one killers of people in one way or another, just because you are so much more susceptible to everything else when you're stressed.
I totally get your saying here, even though there are some things you said I said, but I didn't say. Anyway, but what I'm trying to say here is actually, it's nowadays, not ever. Everyone is following all these rules. Actually, people are not paying enough attention to it. That is why this year's Man Health Day's theme is this. That is why we're talking about it now. We're not saying you shouldn't have any alcohol, you shouldn't have any coffee, you should live a life like a monk or something. But we say that these things can affect your health, and you should be paying attention. And there are factors. Maybe we need a little more research to make sure that is true, or that is a fact that it's affecting you. Maybe scientists will do it in the future, but nowadays maybe you can make your lifestyle a little more healthy, and that will help you and your future family.
Yes, I do think that more research needs to be done, because even in the research that we got specifically for the sperm count and how it is affected by different substances, the relationship between alcohol use and sperm count is somewhat still unclear. Unclear means there's no definitive answer here.
Yeah.
They have some research saying heavy drinking does hurt it, according to a British 2012 study that found, you know, one of the studies found that, yes, it does hurt your sperm count. But then they would do another study and found that there was no direct link in the harm that was done to the sperm count and the alcohol consumption. And, you know, alcohol's been helping people have babies for so many years. You know, it's just one of those things. I don't think it's honestly really a huge inhibitor on your ability to procreate.
Okay, gotcha. And I just feel with these abundance of new studies that come out every day, I partially agree with what Ryan says. If you pay too much attention on this and let these new studies and all these catchy phrases dictate your living behavior, then that's like the worst kind of life one wants to live. But also, Ryan,
yeah.
Nobody wants to be sorry in the future, right? So sometimes, you know, trying to play with it by the rules a little bit.
I list this scenario for you because I've thought about these kind of things. Let's take a guy. He does all this stuff. He eats perfectly, and he's just basically the picture-perfect way of living healthy. But then, you know, I've met tons of these guys that unfortunately still contract cancer at 40 years of age, or, you know, you could get hit by a bus. Like, the thing about life is you got to be honest with yourself, and you got to live it the way you want to live it. You know, sometimes, of course, everything in moderation, but if you really like coffee, don't stop drinking coffee because of what I just told you. I don't think that's really going to stop you from having kids. And I think because of, you know, what we had just talked about with alcohol, but some of the other things and how not definitive it is in its effect of the sperm count, I don't think it is something to stress about.
Okay, I think not to be stressed
out
about
guys.
This is important. And as we have demonstrated many times on this show, I feel, and also I think it's in line with some very old Chinese style of philosophy of playing it in moderation.
Yeah.
I think that is often a better kind of choice to suggestion to offer to people. And also I think for guys, I don't think I'm wrong on this one. I'll just say it, that often you guys feel like you're so invincible. And yes, you're young,
that
you're strong, you are maybe mature and you're still strong, or you feel you're just strong and manly. But you're still a human being, and
yeah.
you need to pay attention to your health. And often guys might not do that very much. And it's important to have a female partner next to you that can probably watch out for you a little bit. But if you don't have that luxury, dude, you need to pay attention to these things and have health checkups. And that's He Yang saying this because I do care about guys.
Oh, that's comforting. Thank you for saying that. We here at Roundtable care about all of our male listeners, and in fact, we will give you some tips to improve the quality of your little dudes, okay? So one of the things you can do is eat a well-balanced diet rich in essential nutrients. This can benefit your reproductive health, but guess what, guys? You're also going to look really good, and you're going to be overall a very healthy person. Win, 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 win with this one, okay? Make sure you're getting 400 micrograms of folic acid a day, which you can get from leafy greens, legumes, or orange juice. I love orange juice. Okay. Anyways, vitamin C, which is also in orange juice, has been shown to benefit sperm mobility. So, you know, really give them the boost they need. And don't forget that 11 milligrams of zinc a day is helpful. Some studies have linked the short-term zinc deficiencies to a reduction in sperm count. So also testosterone levels. So if you want to be more manly, you know, consume some zinc. But anyways, those are just some of the things. There's exercise as well. And in fact, you know, we did advise not having, you know, 3 cups of coffee, but there have been some research that has been done that shows 1 cup of coffee actually helps your little guys. So keep that in mind, and also keep that in mind for the, you know, I'm not saying that this research is not credible, but I do think more needs to be done, and so you shouldn't really take it so seriously.
I feel like in modern days, male and female, we're more and more concerned about our life lifestyle, or if we're doing right exercises, because it feels like more and more people are hitting the gyms or even run some marathon all these days. It becomes a very popular thing to do, and I think it's very nice trend. And I'm not saying all of you should just go outside and run like for an hour or two, but do some exercise. To make some good life choices, like eat healthy, exercise more, have good sleeps, like we said, that appropriate hours of sleep helps you, and that will probably do it. Don't be messed up with because of all those new studies or research results. It's okay to take a look at them and then go back to your healthy lifestyle.
Yes, yeah. I think making your life more than just work is really important for today's young professionals, because I know sometimes when you're out of the office and after that long commute, you get home. And there are other studies saying that Chinese people are finding it difficult to even have time and energy to have sex. So I think in general, yes, we talk about problems in the bedroom, and why are we doing it? Because we care for our listeners, and also this needs attention and awareness, and
it needs to be talked about. I mean, it's biology, it's how we came here, it's how we all got here. It's not something that I think necessarily needs to be shied from. People enjoy it, and at the same time, under the right circumstances, it's a beautiful thing that everybody can appreciate. But I do want to say something actually about sex, and that is, it is the final tip we have for making the quality of your sperm better, actually.
Ooh, interesting. What is that?
frequent sex does make your little guys more strong. Not, you know, don't take it overboard, but like, you know, just don't take it overboard. Everything in moderation. I don't want to go into detail with this. I'll leave it up to you folks. But yeah, 2009 study found that daily sex keeps sperm healthy. And then the other part found that it improves the likelihood of conception, which, well, of course, if you're doing it all the time, maybe you'll have a kid. So,
yes.
But basically, guys, you know, be in good shape. Appreciate your body. Don't let it fall to the wayside when you're doing everything else in your life. And then also, you know, a good, healthy sex life, it can't be understated enough. I think it means a good, healthy relationship. I think it also, now we can see, improves the quality of your sperm, which could be your, you know, your future family one day. So family planning, guys, family planning.
Okay, taking matters into your own hands. All right. I think, yes, that is a really good point that, Ryan, you brought up, and I do agree with you most of it. And
wow.
Also, yeah, people, just do it safe.
Do it safe, folks.
Yes.
And that's another important thing.
Yes, and we want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's all we're going to say about this.
Yeah. I think we covered it pretty good.
Pretty good.